This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on to your next topic, we just want to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. Plus, there are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership, and it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor FM to get started.
Back to the beginning. What did we watch this season one for? The good place is the bad place? Wow.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Dropping bombs. In case you guys couldn't tell by this intro, I am still shocked and trying to process exactly what we watched tonight in the two-episode season finale of The Good Place, which is not The Good Place.
Dang.
And now we go back to the beginning to relive it all again. And it's been a wonderful season. Let me first point that out. So I would love to relive it all again with you fine people. I am your lead host, Michael Klaus. You can follow me on Twitter at Michael Klaus TV, on Instagram at TheOnlyMC. I am joined by my fantastic co-host.
Guys, what an episode! You guys can find me on Twitter, Jeffrey C. Graham. Yeah, you can find me there. I just have so many thoughts.
Yes. Hi, everyone. I'm back. I'm Marissa Serafini. You can follow me on Twitter at Serafini TV.
Hey, guys. I'm Renee Ariel. You can follow me on Instagram and on Twitter at Renee Ariel.
Man, so many plots to talk about tonight. Obviously, the big one is that The Good Place is the bad place, but there's so much going on and talking about Sean the Judge, talking about Michael's role, talking about the flashbacks even more to Eleanor in her childhood, Mindy St. Clair. But first, let's talk about that big bomb. Oof. That The Good Place is the bad place.
I will say, I think I'm like a decent TV predictor, but never would I have seen this coming.
No.
No, I think it was a big surprise, but now knowing this fact and looking back, there's so many things that happened in this place. Mm-hmm. Like, how can the quote-unquote good place allow and have all these bad things happen
to
it
if it
wasn't? I do.
Actually, so you might not be a fan of the twist as of right now.
I'm not sure if I like it, yes.
Okay.
But looking back on it, I can believe why this is considered the bad place, technically.
Who called it?
Danny Golub.
There you go.
Danny, we're sending this video to you.
Danny called it.
Danny Golub called it. I agree with you. It's interesting. So for those of you who are watching, tuning in maybe the next day in your cars, it's six... I can't even think.
It's 8:11 somewhere, just not in this time
it's
zone.
It's 6 p.m. Pacific right now in California, yeah. Which means it actually hasn't even aired here on the West Coast, but we watched, so it's like we're watching it as early as we possibly could, so we have not had any time to really digest everything that we saw, but as of right now, my initial impression was mind blown, inceptioned. I actually really liked the twist.
I really liked the twist. When Michael did his evil laugh, I lost it. I loved it. But I honestly thought that moment, like, Eleanor had a revelation. I was like, oh my god, she's gonna say that they're not gonna send Chidi to the bad place. That's what I thought they were gonna say. Like, I thought they just weren't gonna send anyone, and that's what she figured out. Like, they're like waiting for everyone to be like, we're gonna stand together, and then no, she figured out it was the bad place.
I hope our producer Mark isn't watching this show because spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert.
So you weren't a fan of the twist?
I'm not sure if I like it.
It's hard to know right away.
Yeah, only because, but I mean, I can accept that it happened. And I kind of like how the fact we're kind of, not to jump ahead, but we're like restarting over to see how much can change from now. But the thing is, now that we know this, I'm not, like, looking back, we should have known this all along.
Because it was
because
frozen
of all
yogurt
these
and not ice cream.
X, Y, and Z things that were allowed to happen already, like, all these bad things were happening. Mm-hmm. And we're like, how can a place that's so good and such pretty much utopia allow for so many bad things to happen if it wasn't the bad place to begin with?
So since we've never seen The Good Place, what you're saying is that you think that nothing bad can happen in The Good Place.
Yes. Ideally, I'm thinking that.
Okay.
The thing I like about the twist is, like, thematically, it's the idea of, like, people are what make things bad or good. You know what I mean? Because if all, like you were said, all the conditions are perfect, it's still frozen yogurt, they're still doing whatever, even with all that good stuff, if you're with someone you hate, you're in your own hell. So it's like Michael Schur saying, like, good, bad, whatever, it's people. It's the people you're with that make it good or bad. And by the end of their time, the four of them were a team, and they were happy.
So it's really what you make it out to be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Aw, look what we're learning. Look at the life lessons that we're learning via this show. Thank you very much, Michael Schur.
Yeah.
So many people tuning in on the live chat, too, who are talking that they are just speechless.
We have Ivan Soto.
Yeah.
We have a little Renji. No Boosie29Bs, but...
Not yet, but
not
I
yet.
See it coming. Well, talking about, you know, the things that happened throughout, and you're looking at the... I think I have to hear the consequences of this now being the bad place, in that we start over. It's brand new. Mm-hmm. Next year, and we feel duped, and... Are you surprised that Eleanor is the one who figured it out?
I mean, from the sense of, like, Kristen Bell is the lead of the show, not necessarily.
Yes.
But, I mean, at the same time, I mean, I like it from a character standpoint because, as a writer, one of the most fun things you can do is take, like, the most selfish character or most despicable character and make them have the most growth. So I kind of like that she was the one who put it all together because her arc was the most complete, you know?
Agreed.
Except now we're back at square one.
But here's my question. Janet wasn't rebooted. Doesn't Janet have all of her memories? Doesn't Janet know?
But she can probably be programmed. Because I was thinking that, too. And I was like, is she...
She was rebooted.
She was?
She said that at the end. Yeah.
Yeah.
Dang it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she said it.
But she knew to give that to
when
Ellen.
When I rebooted,
said Ellen
I found this note. Yes.
Oh, true.
Yeah.
And they really made her, and you especially saw it tonight, and we could talk about her growing up, where we saw how independent she is. We always knew she was independent, but we now know the history behind that of her parents' divorce, and she was separate. She divorced herself from her parents.
Emancipated.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, but, I mean, now knowing this, also knowing this fact, makes sense of how she grew up and why she is the kind of person that she was.
I loved
her.
I know.
Yeah, I love that they
not that that justifies her actions, but it explains why she's such a terrible person.
Mm-hmm. It's good writing, man. These flashbacks, it's so funny. We've talked about it before, but Michael Schur said one of his biggest inspirations for the show was Lost. And now I, like, so get it. You know what I mean? It's, like, all these flashbacks that make the characters rounder. Mm-hmm. And then this, like, nutso twist ending.
I know. I love that we got to have Michael's flashbacks. And
that was fun.
Initially, when we were going into it, did you guys think we were just kind of feeling bad for Michael because this was his big opportunity and now it's all messed up? And that's how I was feeling.
I was really wondering because when we were looking at it, it was like so dull where he was. And I was like, okay, this is weird.
I know.
Why is he in this place? Is it just because of the flashback? Where he was writing, like it was like black and gray. And I was like, why is this the case? But now it makes sense. And I even want to know how he felt living in this world that was not, you know, brimstone.
Fire and brimstone. Well, again, it kind of goes back to that theme of, like, it's the people. Like, he would have gotten the most satisfaction watching people torture each other. Mm-hmm. He's like a sick puppeteer. It's crazy. This twist, Ted Danson's performance.
Can we talk
about that a little bit? Is that okay?
Yeah, absolutely.
That twist was, like, I'm, like, it's still processing all of it, but props to Ted Danson, because this whole time, I've known Ted Danson's an amazing actor. I love Cheers. But we've kind of only seen a one-note happy guy with some anxiety. But, man, when that turn happened, we really saw a change in his performance. That creepy laugh.
That laugh, though. Right.
Even in his eyes, you know?
Yeah. And then you see a couple, or when they reboot, and he brings her in, and she says something, and then he does a little, like, smirk.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, the evil! The evil!
Yeah.
Yeah. And again, you know, just thinking now, knowing this fact and looking back on like all the moments where people were questioning him and his motives, we were like, oh yeah, he is the culprit. He's the one that allowed all this bad things to happen in this so-called place. So it makes sense. It all just makes sense.
I just feel so duped because even when they were talking about the other characters, Chidi and Tahani, of all their faults, which is why they're in the bad place. And this is something that we've talked about so many times.
Mm-hmm.
Every episode where it's like, well, look at, they see this flashback and they weren't perfect here.
Yeah. A question I have. When Eleanor first came and her behavior disrupted the bad place, I guess I get it, though.
Yeah.
She made the good place bad, but the idea was that by having shrimp rain and creating a sinkhole, the people will turn against each other.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That must have been the motivation for all those things, that Michael's motivation for all those things.
So wait, do you think that her causing those bad things then was not
Michael
planned?
Was doing it all, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
I think Michael
was
doing it all.
Yeah,
well.
It had nothing
like,
to
not
do.
Really.
So it had
Eleanor.
Nothing to do with her.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just making sure we're on
but
the
they pinned
page.
It on Eleanor.
Yeah, they pinned it all on Eleanor, and then it turned everyone in the town against Eleanor when they found out it was Eleanor. And I love, I've been waiting for Vicky to have a little twist.
Yeah.
There's the twist. Because I was like, she's too perfect. There's no way. It just made no sense to me. And like, now it does. Vicky. It's a perfect fitting name.
Yeah. Her character fooled you too. I mean,
can't spell Vicky without Icky.
It does all add up though. When you think back now.
Can't spell Vicky without Icky.
Just like Fairly Odd Parents.
Yes. Such a classic.
TBT.
Amazing.
When you look back, it does all add up though.
It does. I want to rewatch the season now.
It's like one of those movies that you get to the end and you're like, whoa, how did I not see like all the things?
Isn't there an Inception cue on our soundboard?
Maybe.
Is there?
I don't know.
You can just do it. It's fine.
I'll just handle it.
Can we get you to record one? Actually, this probably sounds
better. We'll just
do
an edit of Inception, and every time that moment happens, it'll just be me going,
Oh, man. So, we talked about this a little bit. Janet, real. So Janet was stolen from the good place.
Yeah.
And there's so many thoughts of like, okay, so who's real, who's fake? So Adam Scott's character, fake.
I think he was real. He was actually from the bad place.
He's from one of the
neighborhoods in the bad place.
But his character, who he plays as someone from the bad place, and even in the video of, we could talk about this, Mindy, fake or real?
Yeah, I don't get that.
Mindy's a separate. I feel like if we're going to unpack Mindy, there's a lot of things to talk about.
Yeah, but looking at other characters, Adam Scott fake.
Adam Scott real.
He's real.
When you say
I think all of the,
everyone is bad.
Judge guy was a bad guy. So Adam Scott's a bad guy. Everyone is a bad guy. So I don't think Adam Scott's necessarily playing a character as much of playing a role in Michael's story, but that is him. He just needed to be there for what Michael needed him for.
Looking at Janet then, is Janet, does she know what she's doing?
No.
No.
She's serious.
They actually said she's just a mainframe. She's not
a robot.
There.
Okay.
She doesn't have enough of a moral compass to know. She's a robot,
But she just doesn't know?
Yeah, she's just along for the ride.
Mm-hmm. She's the droid.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Aww. Not only is she a droid, but they actually put her with Jason. Oh, man. She's getting punished in the bad
place. She's also suffering.
Very bad. So, okay, well, let's dive into Mindy. That's another huge part. Obviously, we thought this would be a focal point of this episode, and it is, where they're on their way to see naked Mindy. And they get there, and it was somewhat like the outskirts of Cincinnati. I think we talked last week that it would be like Cincinnati.
It's like Oxford, Ohio.
I can see it, Ohio.
Yeah, definitely. Like 30 minutes outside of the city.
Yep.
It's weird,
yep.
To be honest. Not bad weird. I don't want to sound judgmental, but if you're from there, you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, unique.
Unique. Special. Okay, Mindy. There's a lot of potential meanings. Here's my kind of weird wonder. What if Mindy is like an Eleanor from 30 years ago who kept getting recycled in the bad place and then she tried to escape and form her own? She's like the others on Lost. Do you know what I'm saying?
Wait, you're saying that she separated herself.
Yeah. Yes.
Never did something like this before. So you think she?
We
she
don't
was
think
being...
so.
Well, but that's also my question, because if Michael and all these so-called architects can literally start the story over again with a snap of their fingers, you think they would do that to Mindy if she actually originally belonged in the bad place?
This is a good question, Ivan. That we have to get to.
Oh, I was going to say a question here that Michael Tran asked is: remember at Mindy St. Clair's house, they showed an Asian girl from the good place instead of Michael.
Oh!
Great point
to
bring
Eleanor.
Up.
That's Eleanor. No, I'm just kidding.
That maybe that girl actually is, which means that Mindy's place would be real.
So if her place is real and they just stay there, would they have... I mean, that wouldn't even be a good place. So they would still be kind of torture because it's not their medium place.
Or do you think technically they were on the way to the actual good place and she is actually the meeting place?
Is that something that, you know, not to, to majorly get a prediction, but is that something that could be brought up next year? Is they actually travel via that train or they sneak off somehow?
I'm sure. Mm-hmm. That would be
sure
the goal.
I'm sure that's what they're going to try doing because they have to keep it on the DL that they... I mean, this not to jump into predictions, but I feel like the next season is going to be them, like, having to figure this all out with the audience knowing, which I think is awesome and very smart, because they're going to have to figure this all out and then not tell anyone.
Right.
Again.
But I also love this was brought up, because there's so many times I think we brought up why we don't hear about anyone else in The Good Place. Like, why we don't know anyone else's relationship dynamic. Like, we talked about why we didn't get to know anyone else's, like, soulmate aside from that one couple. Because they're all fake.
Gosh, there's so much to unpack.
I know.
Everything was staged.
We'll need to spend at least 10 minutes talking about what this means for next season. We'll have to have a pretty long prediction.
Hands down.
Here's an interesting question that Ivan asked. How would Eleanor going to the fake bad place have helped Michael's plan during the mid-season finale? She was going to leave.
How would... Say that one more time.
How would Eleanor going to the fake... In episode 9, we thought she was still in the good place. She had been caught. Real Eleanor was there, and it was her turn to go to the bad place. She had no choice. She was getting on that train.
I think that was she going? To torture her. That was I don't think she was going to go anywhere. I think that's why she said to them, "Fine, send us." Because they were arguing back and forth when she was... I don't think they were ever going to fully take her there. I think it's all about, like, torturing them. Someone's going to get anxiety for her going there. They're all going to feel guilty.
Yeah, they knew she would resist, kind of. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I think so. Because they wouldn't have, they for sure wouldn't have taken her anywhere else, I don't think, because they were, all, these four people were Michael's guinea pigs. So they weren't going to let them go to another, another bad place, neighborhood.
Right.
It's just interesting.
I think it's literally, it was just all talk now.
Yeah.
I think everything that Michael said or any of these architects or any of these people from the bad place said to us, you can just pretty much assume it was a lie. It was all staged.
Doesn't it make you want to go back and watch the whole thing?
Oh my gosh.
And that is the biggest doubt that I have with Mindy St. Clair is the train. Is the train even real? I don't doubt Mindy's location and everything about that and talking about the Asian woman and Scott's character, but I'm like, is the train real?
I feel like the train is real because they were actually physically on it. They went to a different location for a good amount of time.
But does it lead anywhere?
But is a train really the best form of transportation that they would use?
I think it's just, you know, the symbolism of a train going overall and train going to hell. But I think it's just the idea that had they actually stayed on the train long enough, they might have ended up somewhere good.
Yeah.
I don't know. I have a theory like that the train only goes to the medium place, and I think they're going to think the train goes more places, but it doesn't.
Like there's no
There's another stops. Way out.
I think there's another way out.
I agree. I actually agree.
Stairwell to heaven.
Yeah.
A stairwell. You know, like stairways to heaven.
Stairwell.
You know? Maybe there's like another form of transportation other than the train.
Michael and Sean did seem very surprised when they stole the train.
Yeah.
So I don't think they planned
that. That's true.
So...
But, I mean, they did go to, like, the medium place. Oh, my God.
But that's what I'm thinking, because they were surprised that they got in the train. That's why I think the train actually does lead to somewhere legit.
But they couldn't show... I guess they couldn't majorly show that, because Chidi and Tahani were right there. So they couldn't majorly be like, no, you can't get on that. I mean...
Right.
Yeah, you can't overreact, because you're still playing a character.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Oh, my gosh. It's making my brain hurt. Because it could be any... I mean, the train could go places, the train may not go places. They could really go anywhere with it. It's not set in stone.
So, did we even talk about Mindy... whether she's real or fake. But in talking, we can talk about her actual
location.
Some of the
other stuff,
And if she is real, you know, what the medium place is like, besides being about 30 minutes outside of Cincinnati, is that very rural area, which signifies by yourself. And that you could go however far you wanted and you're probably not going to reach it. They have beer. It's warm. They have, what else do we have? They have...
VHS tapes.
They have music, but it's only the live tracks of the Eagles. So it's like, all these good and bad things. It's like having ice cream, except for it's only melted ice cream. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we like were that, like we that sloppy that. Little bit.
I love Cannonball too. That was hilarious.
Don't forget the making of Cannonball.
I'm so happy. We didn't even do overall reactions to the episode overall. I know you're not a huge fan of the twist, but I thought it was a funny.
Oh, I loved it.
Plot. It was like all the things I love about the show. Like it was like a lot of twists and turns. Like it balanced plot and humor. Which I feel like we've had funny episodes that don't do a ton, and we've had really episodes that advance the plot that aren't hilarious, but I thought these two episodes had everything.
I loved these episodes, and I think I don't know if I would have gotten bored if they didn't go in this direction. Because, like, how complicated is this going to get? Like, what are they going to do next season? Like, Eleanor's going to stay in the good place, and then she's going to continue to learn how to be good? Like, that will get old, but this total plot twist sets up for a very exciting next season. I feel like I'm not bored at all. Like, I'm so excited to see what they do with the show. So I'm so happy with the direction they went in.
I hope I am.
Looking at our predictions from last week of what we thought Mindy would be like, we expect her to be pretty plain, which I think she is a little bit. I mean, dressing wise, look what she's wearing and when she actually got dressed. but she was, plain wasn't like, this is going to sound really bad from a guy. Wasn't like, oh my goodness, supermodel. Wasn't like incredibly ugly.
Right.
Like, I don't mean.
She was cast to be superficial. To be like the hottie.
Yes.
Yeah.
She was very much plain. Uh-huh. And I don't mean that in a bad way. That can come off really bad when a guy says that about a woman.
I think much worse things have been said on an after show.
But,
my question is, there were so many, sorry not to cut you off, there were so many things about her that like kind of could qualify her as a bad person, and I couldn't really find anything that really would qualify her as a good person.
The intention.
Besides the intention, but like everything that she was saying and like all of her, all the tangible things were essentially bad things.
And
but
she
like
was very selfish.
All the intangible things about it, and selfish, her actions, her memories, whatever she did in the past,
do you think
they were somewhat quote unquote good. But like, I'm just questioning her character whether she was actually good or bad.
Do you think that's because she died before she was able to officially follow through with her intentions? So basically, what I'm saying is, what her life it seemed was that it was like on a straight downward spiral of really bad, and then almost like she hit the bottom and she was like just on her way up, but then died. So where she is still really, really bad.
Yeah, yes. That's why I think she's stuck for sure. But, like, why I think she is... I think she's, like, still very selfish and, like, crazy because she's been alone for 30 years with no one around. I think that would drive anyone crazy. To be completely on your own, that would make anyone very selfish and crazy, right?
Yeah. I think I just bring it up because everything we saw with her within the few minutes she was on screen just made her seem like more of a bad person than a good person.
Is cocaine loving bad?
Yes.
You don't do a lot of coke?
Yes.
Oh, I was speaking on your behalf.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like a line a day. Keeps the doctor away.
Yes.
Just kidding, guys. Exactly. I don't do coke.
Her character
that much
was,
coke.
Her
I really
character
don't do
was
coke.
Hilarious, though.
Yeah.
Just thoughts
was.
Overall on her
I don't do
character.
Cocaine. Keep going.
It was just outrageous.
So did you bring any with you?
Yeah, I have a lot
no,
of
no, you didn't. With. Okay, it's fine. It was a joke. Her character, though, I loved her character.
Yeah.
Mindy said hilarious.
Oh.
Our introduction to her was my favorite. I love that she was naked and covering herself with flowers, and everyone ducks down aside from Janice, just waving and smiling. That was great.
I don't think she's gone. I think we're seeing more Mindy St. Clair next season. I think she might be like a intermediary to help them figure this stuff out.
They get there.
But the thing is, like, now she knows about them, which is, like, an interesting twist.
And they don't know that.
And they don't know about her, but she can be, like, our audience. You know how we'll be an audience knowing what's going on? The characters won't. She'll be on the audience's wavelength.
I agree with you.
And it's an interesting arc for her, as someone who's also selfish, to now have this sense of obligation to potentially save them. And I think she's a famous actress, and I think they might want to bring her back.
So, essentially, because they could go to her, she could come to...
them.
Yes. Yeah.
It's just an interesting thing that she's the one neutral person right now. It's like a Sisyphus thing. Like, they're trapped in the bad place without any knowledge of it. So the only character in the entire series who we've met that knows what's going on is Mindy St. Clair. That's true.
Yes.
Womp.
Ivan even brings up a good point in saying that, so when they went to the medium place and they said, oh, they're off the radar... were they really off the radar?
I think they were. That's what I was saying. I think the medium place will become a refuge.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I really think that wasn't a part of the whole plan. I think Mindy St. Clair is neutral. I think the medium place is neutral. And I think it'll be a place
it's a catalyst for change. Like, they could end up there again. Minnie St. Clair could find them, and it's a place where I think they're off the map.
Yeah, and that's exactly why I think, because that is a legit location, there are other legit locations out there. Had they stayed on the train long enough, they could have actually gone to the good place.
You think so? You think that train does lead?
I think it goes. I think it goes to all different locations that we haven't seen yet.
Because if it leads to the medium place,
it could lead to something else as well.
Do you think it would lead to the actual good place? Yeah. Or do you think it will only lead to other villages? I keep calling them villages.
I want to say it can lead to all the places, because the actual name of it, Trans-Eternal Railway, it's so broad that I feel like it's all-encompassing of all the places that we talk about.
I bet it will be hidden, though.
We don't know.
It won't be just, like, there next season.
Well, it depends on how many seasons NBC orders.
They need... Okay, like, for real, though, we need a season.
It's coming back. Michael Schur is a powerful showrunner. Brooklyn Nine-Nine's still on. The show's still great. But I think this show is rating better than even, like, a Brooklyn Nine-Nine, from what I understand.
Good. Yeah. People should be watching it. It's great. Yeah.
So, a question that I have, another character that we learn a lot more about is Sean. Is he really the... He's in complete control of the bad place. Judge Sean, is he the devil?
I think Judge Sean is in control.
I think he's the devil.
It's hard to tell, because just the placement of where they were sitting at the table at the bad place and with all the architects, he seemed like a regular guy who was just a coworker that Michael was working with.
The devil doesn't want you to think he's a bad guy.
No, but like, I'm thinking I think he was just like another person, another architect who was just bringing up his thoughts as a coworker.
But he's certainly... he's certainly higher than Michael. Mm-hmm. Because at the end, he's like, if this is it, you're done.
And he says, I gotta go talk to the boss, is what he said.
Right. Wait, what?
Sorry.
Are you talking about Sean?
Sean says
that?
No, Michael says that about Sean.
Yes, and then at the end, when he wants him to start all over, he's like, let's do it again. Do it one more time. And he's like, alright, this is it, but if it's it, then you're done.
But
and even
it
might be time for
him
to talk about retirement.
Big Sean.
Michael said the big guy. Someone said to Michael, referring to the big guy. You think that was God, or do you think that's the devil? Because I don't know.
I think Sean is high up. He's not the top, though.
In the
there's
bad place?
Because they referred. System.
You don't think he's the top in the bad place?
I don't. I think there's someone else that he has to adhere to.
I agree, because...
I'm gonna ask everyone. Everyone in the live chat, I want to get your thing. I'm going to talk to you about
because you guys remember when he said something about the big guy in his beginning of his flashback.
Yeah.
Someone said, yeah, I don't think that would be Sean, because I feel like that's underwhelming. That's a very underwhelming introduction.
You think there's another...
Because they made him out to be some... We didn't even meet him in the flashback. Like, I mean, I get why, because Sean would be there, but I feel like that would be an underwhelming introduction for someone with such power.
This is kind of a door opening moment. I think, like, we thought, what if the ensemble were bigger? There might not be enough characters. Mm-hmm. Now that we know things, like, there can be B plots that are just about the actual bad place people conspiring, and they don't need to hide it. So, like, we can see evil Michael, evil Sean, weird couple with the private eye, like. It does create the dramatic irony of us knowing the bad place is bad, but them not knowing... This is what you were saying earlier. I'm just repeating what you were saying, but the potential for more plots and characters is way open now because...
Absolutely.
The knowledge base is wider for the audience.
Yeah, and I'm, like, very excited about that.
I just think Sean is the devil.
Yeah.
So, I think... keep going.
No, you're good. There were a couple questions that I had, though, based on how he reacts, which I'm assuming is... Fake, obviously, as a judge, that I think found interesting is that any sense of emotion, he goes into a cocoon, which I had the question of how awesome would that be in certain circumstances where you would not have to hear the emotion and plea from some people.
Right. Good. Yeah. That's a great way to solve
I don't know
the problem.
If my lady would love that, but...
Oh, are you feeling a little bit emotional tonight? Yeah.
Be a lot of cocooning for me. I'm just kidding. I love her, guys. She's actually very... I love her.
Okay. I feel like if we are going to, say, bring on the devil as a character, I think he or she would have, like, a bigger reveal as a person of such high power.
Agreed.
You know? And the way that they just introduced Sean just seemed like he was a regular person that Michael was also just working with. I feel like if we're going to bring in the devil, that he would have, or she would have, a bigger appearance.
Because...
Like, just a bigger reveal for this type of bigger position.
A bigger reveal because they would want a bigger reveal, or because he's owed the bigger reveal?
Okay, but here's the...
Hold on a second.
Owed.
Like, as far as, like, he is selfish and, like, I want it to be known that I'm the devil. Or bigger because, like, he would, you know, there would just be that presence of you would know that he would be the devil.
Yeah, exactly. But if Sean was...
Which one?
The latter.
The latter? Okay.
The latter.
If Sean is all part of Michael's plan, as is everyone else in the neighborhood, then Sean doesn't even stand out, so why would he be the devil? You know what I'm saying? Like, they're all playing a part of Michael's plan, so why would Sean play... Why would the big guy, the all-powerful devil, play a part in Michael's plan?
I just got the impression that Michael was subservient to Sean.
So, like, maybe he's higher up, but
he's
I don't think he's the devil.
He's the assistant devil.
Exactly. Like, I feel like the devil is just a bigger character that we have yet to see.
It's gonna be Johnny Depp, we all know. It's gonna show up in the season finale. Johnny Depp.
What was his actual job?
Devil.
Devil.
Job
what
title, capital D.
What did he say to Michael? I am the... You always take notes.
He said something about Supreme.
Said what he was.
Help us out, people, in the chat.
In the chat. He literally said what he was. What he did.
He said he's a Supreme ruler or something like that, didn't he?
No.
Oh, it was something for, like, all eternity. All knowing of...
Yeah, he's the decider of...
He's maybe the decider of
Was he talking about himself as a judge, or was he talking about himself as the devil?
I think he might have been talking to himself as the judge.
The judge, whatever his actual position is, but not the big... He would be like,
we don't really know. We could talk about this for a while.
Yeah,
I know. It's going to be a 3-hour long show.
The only thing, before we move on, though, is Sean the devil? I'm just kidding. I'm sorry. That's a joke. All right,
I don't know. I'm thinking that will... I'm thinking he is. But I certainly see the point of, like, he would have a bigger reveal, you would think.
Yeah.
You
would see. We'll find out.
Expect a bigger reveal for a bigger type of character.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think or no? Do you think he's the devil or no?
I don't know if it's going to be that on the nose. I actually don't think it'll ever be. I don't think the show's engineered in such a way to even say the devil, like God. I don't think this is that kind of show.
But do you think Sean is the big guy who they were referring
to? Do think Sean is like the master architect in the bad place. I do.
But do you think he's the big guy that they talked about in the beginning?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, so yes, no, no.
Yeah.
Ooh, look at this.
Boys versus girls.
Sex is going on over here.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Another question that I had was when they were talking about all of Eleanor's faults, before they knew that they were all in the bad place and all bad, and they were talking about all of her faults, I was wondering if that would affect how they would view her, whether they would want to keep her. And it did not.
Oh, if she was good enough to leave.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
And obviously it doesn't
too.
Matter now because they're all in the bad place. But the question that I had that I thought would be interesting would be if you could know all of someone's faults, would you?
Ooh.
I feel like we've already learned so many bad things about Eleanor that this doesn't faze me.
Oh, I'm talking, it's a question. If you could know if you could know all of my faults or any other person or Jeff or Marissa, would you want to know their faults?
Yes.
If I could know, would I want to know?
Wait, Mark.
Yeah, why not?
I would want to know Michael's faults.
I like knowing.
Well, let me tell
him
to you. That's about it.
Sometimes he uses almond butter instead of peanut butter. Also, callback almonds from the show. The episode.
Almonds,
thank you,
yes.
Almonds. The thing is, when you fall in love, you eventually find out everyone's faults, right?
Do you?
I mean,
everything's
it's
open.
Not love
and
if you
do
don't.
Faults.
Yeah, there's no secrets, but that doesn't mean you want to know everything.
You find out, though, I think.
Yeah.
I think so, too, when it turns
because hiding
real
secrets
life.
Is the worst. It's the most...
You
secrets.
Would know.
Secrets is the worst.
Secrets are the worst.
Unless
secrets
they're
secrets
told
hurt
to
someone.
Yeah. Ooh, there you go. Thank you, Michael.
Can't
that's it.
That's one of my faults, is knowing that.
Yeah. but it's... The thing is, love is... I've been told that love is... loving someone love is loving someone not only despite but because of their whole person. You know, if you love someone so much, their faults are almost endearing.
Love is someone you know all their faults, but you still love them.
Exactly,
yeah.
And almost because of sometimes.
All right, now we're getting
Charles
sad. Now we're getting
stubbornness
sappy.
Is cute. Love if you're
is...
Now we're getting sappy. This
what
is...
do you guys think love is?
Interesting point. Awesome Uncle says that. In that universe, the devil is not real. There is just a good place and a bad place.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That everyone's even, I guess, in terms of hierarchy. But
I'm with Unks.
But I don't know.
Interesting.
It certainly does seem that Sean was superior to Mike, and Michael was seeking approval from him.
They're like community. There's a hierarchy.
There's some kind of hierarchy.
I think it's like a corporation.
There's a bureaucratic system. Yes.
We know. Corporations?
Yeah, it's like a community. There's a mayor, you know, but I don't think it's going to be as explicit. The show has tried. Well, you know what I'm saying.
There's the governor, there's the mayor.
There's a political hierarchy. I feel like the show has tried to distance itself from traditional religious imagery and be more about ethics. So it's like there's a political hierarchy, but I don't think it's going to be the word. We won't use the words devil or God.
Oh, no. We just don't know what to call him.
I think he. We talked about it. We have our ideas.
Yes.
Guys, is it time?
It might. I'm trying to think if there's anything else.
Is it time?
Funny episode. Darcy Carden loves seeing Bad Janet.
Yes. Love Bad Janet.
That was hysterical.
What a fun. That's kind of a dream role for a comic actress. A good old Janet.
Right? You could play the really bad Janet. You could play the really good Janet. Maybe there's more Janets we'll meet.
She's my breakout character.
I love Janet. I think she's hysterical. I
agree with that.
Yeah.
But I'm over, what's his name?
A little over Jason.
Jason. I'm over Jason.
Same here. So Jason. Annoying.
Keeping it, yeah. What chat, so what do you guys annoying. Think
quote,
of Jason
quote
Mendoza?
Quote from Marissa, if they could find a way to kill him, I'd be just fine. While we're watching, that was said.
He's become a little, maybe a little one-dimensional. He's funny.
He's so boring. Literally, him getting reset means nothing to me. It's going to be the same. Like, what's the difference?
Exactly, because
I want him to go to a very bad place. Is there a level below the bad place that we can send Jason to?
Yeah, we are ruthless.
Like, the ninth circle.
Yeah.
Well, my thing is, like, his character, yes, we get it. He's the stupid one that we can all laugh at. It's just done so many times.
It's overdone.
And he's had no improvement, no character arc, more so. And there's really, like, nowhere for his character to grow. There's no space for, maybe this time around he might grow and actually become a better person. We don't know, but I think his character is just too tired. It's old. It's old. Move on.
Hate to agree, but I do agree.
I so agree.
I love to agree, and I do agree.
There we go.
On that note, it is time. Let's crank the lights. Let's crank the music.
Mark.
For predictions!
And now, you're after Buzz TV.
What are you asking for on the live chat, man? They're really excited. Well, starting over from the beginning, any main predictions of what you think next year would be like? I'll start it off. Because the biggest change is that it's not the same because Eleanor is not with Chidi. She is with Chris the Mailman,
Chris,
which is a great flashback to one of her bad deeds, the apparent bad deeds, where she lit the mailbox on fire to make the mailman take his shirt off.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Great
writing.
Idea.
Really.
So, thoughts on the relationships? Will other people be together? What do you see?
Relationships is a good start. Should we talk about what the new relationship dynamics will be?
Like, should we go? Should we
I
break
think
it down
they'll,
by
like, flip flop everyone? Because you know we hear like Eleanor and Chidi were always together. I think it'll be like Eleanor and someone else.
Yeah,
like the pairing.
So
will be different.
So instead of two relationships, it will now be four relationships.
Yes.
Here's
and
what
by. Two, I mean four and eight, and really just two and four.
Yes, okay. And Michael did say maybe this time around he'll spread it out even wider, so I think it's going to actually take longer for them to figure it out.
It's more characters for us to talk about.
Yeah,
which
it'll
about
take
here.
More time for them to actually come back together and figure everything out.
Yeah. That's funny. Here's what I think. So, does anyone not like Chidi and Eleanor together? Because I love it, and I feel like the show is pushing us.
Yeah.
They're Jim and Pam, they're Ross and Rachel, they're always going to be the will they, won't they? For me.
Mm-hmm.
What makes that interesting is now they're starting over. So we know that they're fated to be together, but the whole thing could be different. Maybe Eleanor loves Chidi now, and Chidi doesn't like her. So it kind of is almost a meditation on sitcoms in general. Of like, first of all, the whole idea of like, these four people together, can they get along? They do get along. It's kind of like a meta sitcom moment.
Mm-hmm.
Also, by starting over, all the questions that we already know about the relationships. Who's with who? What's going to happen? It kind of makes it fun again.
That foundation, though, is still set a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But with
us,
yeah.
Yeah, so the question is no longer like who is ending up with who. It's kind of like how.
How, exactly.
Yeah. Not the who, is the how.
But that's exactly what I think. That's why I think this time around that they're not going to be with each other again. They're going to be with other people, and we're just going to be waiting all these episodes for them to find each other again.
Yeah.
Get back to what it used to be.
I think, what's her new, her soulmate's name, Justin?
Chris.
Chris Baker.
Justin.
I think Renee wants him to be named Justin.
You were close.
So I think that Chris, because he's like a beautiful man, I think she's going to be like, oh my gosh, we're soulmates. Yeah. And he's going to be very disinterested. I think that we're going to see the characters we know pass each other, like cross paths mm-hmm. all the time. And then like we'll just switch to what's going on with them currently, but they won't talk to each other for the longest time. I don't actually think Eleanor is going to look for Chidi, even though she got that note. I honestly think she's going to put it in the back of her mind, like throw it out until one day she meets him. She's like, oh, that's so weird. I got a note that said to find you. Hi. I think it's going to be a weird thing
They can't hide that for too long, though. They can't.
They won't hide that
maybe
for
like
too
three
long,
episodes
but...
in.
But he'll be doing his own thing though too. Totally. With maybe Tahan. Like, here's what I like. You got a good point. By introducing Hot Mailman, like Man Candy guy, we think of the gardener from Desperate Housewives.
Are you talking about your own personal opinions of him?
John
or are you talking about
I mean,
his
yes.
Okay. Never mind.
That's what I mean though. So it's like it's going to be. They're trying to introduce as many complications because like the first time through was a test. They figured it out. So it has to be even harder for them to be friends this time. So we do need a hot, distracting man object. Because that's another obstacle for her to get to Chidi.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think it'll take longer just for everybody to figure out what's happening. Because that's what Michael said, that he's going to spread them out even wider. So it's going to take a longer time for them to actually meet up with each other.
Right.
And then to actually figure it out.
Well, I think it's even... I don't think it'll take as long for them to meet. I think it will take longer for them to fall in love. Because now they met and were able to immediately start that falling in love because they were like supposed to be together.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So there was that pressure. But I think that like two or three episodes in, they'll meet each other for the first time. Because I don't think you can delay that much.
Oh yeah, they'll meet. But they're going to fight. It's going to be...
Yeah, but you don't have that terrible. Forced love, so that will take a long time for there to be that love.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. True. What do you think... So it seemed as if Eleanor was going to tell Hot Mailman that she doesn't belong here. And she's like, would you still love me no matter what I tell you, like we got from episode one? Because he is part of it, how do you think he'll react when she tells him? Do you think she will tell him?
He's a plant, though, I think.
Well, yeah, no, he's totally a plant, but how, like,
but she
what
can,
do you think?
He can sway her.
He can say whatever. He can be all about it. He can be against it. What do you guys think they'll do?
Whatever will make her life the worst.
It's not much of a prediction.
That's what I do.
Thank you.
Whatever will advance the plot and keep the show interesting.
Great prediction,
thank
Jeff.
You. I think he'll be fine with it, and he'll be like, I'm your confidant. You can tell me whatever. He's gonna be the romantic novel Fabio guy. Mm-hmm. You know how say that girl romance novels, like romance novels are porn for girls pretty much, because it's like the perfect guy. He's gonna be like the romance novel boyfriend. Perfect, easy.
You think too easy.
He could be the Jianyu. Like, he's the stupid one. He's gorgeous, but he's stupid.
I see an issue because she grew tired of all those guys on Earth, and I think she will grow tired of him.
Well, yeah, that's...
Eventually.
So I see that happening.
So
of her eventually getting to that point where it's like, okay, I'm over you and your hotness.
And then Chidi will be the smart one.
And then she'll want something more and deeper. Because even in his character right away of like, they were starting to talk and his thing right away of like, hush, hold on about that. I got to go work out. I'm really into fitness. Let me just take my shirt off right now.
Yeah.
You know, he's coming across as a douche.
He's going to be a douche eventually.
Which obviously is his character.
Yeah. Or he'll be too perfect. She'll get bored. So many,
but I see fracture coming there between the two of them.
Yeah.
So that'll make her seek for other friends, but
that'll make her question things for her to move the plot forward.
That's true. And then who will she confide in? Because she can't tell him that she doesn't think. Well, maybe actually she's very outgoing. She could easily be like, "Hey, I don't think we're meant to be together."
Right.
Actually,
something else to point out, which I know is basically just because of the show, and she couldn't write that much. But you gotta write more than that. You gotta write more than that if you know what it's going to be.
What?
Yeah.
Come on.
Even like Michael's bad, but don't tell anyone.
Right.
Or anything. Like,
right?
You're actually in the bad place. Something as simple as that.
Yeah. Not
but she wouldn't have believed
it.
There's gonna be a moment where
she
can be exactly that.
You're
right
actually
thing.
In the bad place. # the real Eleanor. You know?
They should have all written something and shoved it in Janet's mouth.
It's like, paycheck. You leave yourself messages so you can figure out the truth.
Should we leave each other messages for next season and then put them in a box? And then
yes.
I was trying to joke that there was already a message. We can move on. Just pretend I didn't do anything. Okay, so here's a question I have, if I may.
Yes, you may. Permission granted.
Will objected. Wait, what did she say? I object.
I object.
Yeah. So, how will they keep season two interesting if we're starting from square one?
Well, the how.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, we already know the what. The first season was the what of trying to determine what was going on. This season, I think the how will be just as interesting.
That's really well said. Do you know what I did notice?
You guys, we're done for this evening. We just...
No, that's it. Okay, it did say, welcome, everything is great. Instead of everything is fine.
I didn't notice that. They're really going to push. Thank you. Oh my gosh.
They're really going to be pushing the Sugar Plum Fairies season two. Do you know what I mean? It's going to be extra sugar.
Yeah.
Someone, Emmanuel Garcia, says there were a lot of new pizza places for some reason. Did I miss that too?
I love you guys. This whole diversion in the chat, I just am just not tracking, going to be honest.
See, fake it if I were Eleanor and I figured it out, because with like the frozen yogurt and the pizza, I mean, like, you're set.
Yeah. The mailman.
It sounds like the good place to me.
Just stop torturing one another. Yeah. And just live in this fantastic world.
Fake it for Michael and then enjoy your froyo.
It's going to be fun to see Ted Danson be evil. What a fun performance, because he'll be good with the people, but bad on his own. It's going to be really fun season two to get a little more dynamics, because we'll have bad and then we'll have good.
You know what would be awesome? If he could be bad while breaking the fourth wall.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be great.
Smart.
Oh,
I can see
man,
it.
That now that we know.
So
be
we're
fantastic.
Aware of his
Yeah, where he's talking to us. Yeah.
That's what's going to be fun. That'll be fun. That'll be fun.
I think we'll actually see more different locations. Now that we already have our set, we can go somewhere else. We can get on the train and get somewhere else. But I think they'll actually expand the universe that we're in.
Agreed.
Yeah. I'm excited because I feel like it's going to be so fun for us watching them kind of figure it out how they figure it out. And then them trying to keep it on the DL and then solve this problem. Like, how do you solve it? Do we go to the good place? Do we go back to the medium place? Could we even get into the good place? Like, I think that will be fun struggling with them, because that is the unknown to even us. But the beginning is also fun because it's like, okay, we're ready. It's like the anticipation. Like, I think that'll be very fun to watch.
Agreed. Yeah.
I just hope that we don't see the exact same situations but played out differently, because that's annoying, especially when you hit the reset and you're like, oh, I get a second chance, a do-over. Like, I hope that doesn't happen. I hope there are completely different new situations.
I just realized another torture was the clowns.
Yeah.
The clowns were torture.
You're right.
Yeah.
Just, that's the small
clowns
stuff.
Clowns are always torture.
I do think Janet is going to kind of know things. A little bit. She'll have secret knowledge that she doesn't realize. Like, oh, I didn't know. I do have security footage of the last 2 years. Or something like that.
Mm. Or she'll be like, oh, with Jason. Oh, Jason!
Do you see her and Jason together then? Speaking of another relationship.
I'm so sorry. I was
You're good. I was talking to anyone.
I don't want to see them together.
I don't want it.
Because that was just so bad to watch. I don't want to see that again.
I'm so happy you feel the same way. Didn't you guys like it?
It was terrible.
Hated what?
Jason liked it.
Oh, I thought it was funny.
No, it was horrible.
It made me so uncomfortable.
It was so bad.
All the sex stuff. I thought it was funny.
No, everything.
Like, I got it after the first joke. He didn't need to keep saying that they kept trying to have sex over
and
over again.
Well, the positions were funny.
Because another easy choice with Jason. I cannot with his character. I just don't like
him. He's too much. Move on.
So, alright, so we are running down. We have, 3 minutes left. Biggest shocking moment that we'll see next year. Biggest thing we'll see in terms of, we'll see the good place.
Janet's pregnant.
Yes.
Or...
I'm just kidding.
Wow.
Maybe. No, if they figure it out.
Yeah, I think we'll actually see the good place.
Okay.
I think... Wait, biggest shock?
Biggest reveal?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, in the season, I think one character is going to be missing. One of the four staple characters, they're not going to...
Ooh, that's a good one.
They're not even there.
Janet's pregnant. I'm just kidding. That's not. Biggest reveal. Chidi's going to be a douche.
You can't change the person, now.
We'll see.
Can you? No.
I don't know.
We'll see.
If I'm right.
It's essentially a reset button. So, anyone could turn out to be anything.
Well, no, but they're still the same person that they were on Earth.
But Chidi was there for a long time.
What?
What?
Eleanor was the last one to go to the good place.
But what if Chidi,
had a lot of time to learn things in the bad place. And so he actually did get better when he first... Because we'll get to see, like, Chidi had years and years of time in the bad place slash the good place, but to, like, become who he was. What's interesting is now they're all starting from square one. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I see a love triangle forming between Jason, Janet, and some other person. Because I see Jason is not being loyal to Janet. And somehow it will come up and it
Jane will be get a jealous.
Love, I don't care about
they
Jason.
Will be a love child. I don't like him either. I was just I'm saying
poor Jason.
For purposes. No. Rana, before you got, did anyone else notice these little things? Like in this episode, Tahani was on the magazine when Eleanor was checking out at the grocery store. Anybody else notice
no.
that?
No.
Wait,
she was on an international magazine. In the aisle of the grocery store.
Oh.
That was the magazine.
Yeah, did anybody else on the live chat notice that either? I was going to bring it up when we were out there, but I was like, I don't want to bring this up. That'll just be an interesting little knowledge drop.
For those tuning in later, tell us the other Easter eggs we missed in the comments.
I noticed at the beginning, you know, I always wondered, like, why the neighborhood number, 123, all these numbers. Like, 12358, and that was actually the name of the project that Michael was working on.
Ah.
It was Project 12358.
Interesting. I think you pointed out that, I don't know if it was in here when we were out there, the good place being in quotation marks was kind of what tipped it off a little bit that it's...
The good place.
Because it's just a nickname to make people think.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Really interesting point that Emmanuel brought up.
What do we got?
What if this isn't the first reset?
Oh, they just keep resetting it?
Maybe
and
this
try
is
to
time number five.
Improve upon
well,
themselves?
No, I don't think they would have had the backstory with Michael and Sean and him bringing up that idea. I feel like that would be
okay. Yeah, and they also know. Like
interesting
made
plot. Yeah. Very interesting plot.
They also made a bet. They're like, I can do it for 1,000 years. It's like, I don't think you can do it in 6 months.
Yeah.
So I feel like this is the first time they reset.
Yeah.
Well, man, with that, guys, what a fun season. Great show. Overall, big thumbs up, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Loving the good
fantastic
place.
Show. Can't wait for season 2. This is not wood. That's not... There's nothing wood literally on this set for me to knock on. But it's all right because it's a figurative knock. Thank you guys so much for joining us. Everyone on the live chat, you've been fantastic. So many names there. We appreciate joining you every single week and be able to just hear your thoughts, even outside a lot of people tweeting and commenting on Instagram and following us. Thank you very much. If you want to keep doing that, if you're following this show to see what other projects that we're working on or the shows that we're on here at AfterBuzz, please follow us. You can follow me on Twitter at Michael Klaus TV, on Instagram at The Only MC, sitting next to Jeff Graham.
Yeah, Michael, excellent job this season. I got to give
you
props. You led us with gusto. You guys can find me on Twitter at Jeffrey C. Graham or Instagram at Jeffrey Crane Graham. Really quick plug, tomorrow, Popcorn Talk, our sister network, is actually launching a new show called The Unproduced Table Read, where we will be reading Hollywood's best unproduced scripts with the writers in the room, followed by Q&As. It's going to be awesome.
It's going to be a good show.
Go to the Popcorn Talk. You can find it there. We're reading an amazing drama pilot called Accelerator tomorrow. That's really excellent. So.
And you immediately made us timely. But congratulations on
that. Oh, yes. I apologize.
You can follow me on Twitter at SerafiniTV.
Hey, guys. You can follow me on Instagram and on Twitter at Renee Ariel.
There we go. And check out your blog. You have a project.
Check out my blog. It's at catslipstickla.com.
Marissa, you got anything you want to plug real quick?
No.
Nothing? You're good. If you want, check out my Facebook, Michael Klaus. I just launched a new series called Bios, which is a successful interview series. You'll get a lot of motivation and inspiration from it. But anyways, thank you very much for joining us. Feel free to tell your friends when we come back for season 2. Knock on wood again. And give us 5 stars on YouTube. Like us on Facebook. Check out other after shows. Till next time.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.